Voters in Kansas are reacting to the spreading news that Kansas has been providing incorrect information to Spanish-speaking voters in voter guides. So let's start there. One of the biggest errors is pretty clear. It's numbers. The Spanish guide says voters can register up to 15 days before the election. The English guide has the correct deadline, 21 days before the election. Chris Reeves first published news of the mistakes. He's a Kansas Democratic consultant and joins us by Skype. And Chris, how'd you come across this?
I was attending a meeting in Garden City. That's in southwest Kansas. It's a very predominantly Hispanic community. Some figure around 80% Hispanic. I was looking into a different issue at the time that I went there. And some of the community members who attended that meeting pointed out that their current guide had errors in it, and they were very concerned. I hadn't seen the guide before. They presented it to me, showed me the errors and said, is there a way to fix this? Mm-hmm. I verified that this was, in fact, the current guide at the Vote KS website. And once I saw that, I realized the state of Kansas had been putting out bad information to thousands of Kansans.
What else was wrong with it?
Well, the guide also tells people what are acceptable forms of ID to register to vote. And it told them, you know, these are the forms of IDs, but it didn't list passports. The English guide did list passports. For a huge number of people within that community, that's a huge form of ID, because to register to vote in Kansas, you have to have a driver's license that on its face says that you are a U.S. citizen. And most of us, I don't know anyone who has one of those. Our Treasury office has been very slow getting those out. So for most people, a driver's license was not enough to register. So a form of ID they could register with, a passport, was very common within that community. Removing that as a form of acceptable identification to register to vote eliminates a huge number of Latinos within that community from their ability to participate.
Well, look, your Secretary of State, Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach, has been a fierce proponent of stricter voting regulations. There is a voter ID law. As you said, there's proof of citizenship requirements. But Craig McCullough, who's in charge of publications for Secretary of State Kobach's office, has fully claimed responsibility. He says it was an administrative error. He's going to immediately fix it. Your thoughts?
Well, we've talked to attorneys and other groups, and we don't think that that's very satisfactory. The issue is that Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act requires that all documentation be equal in all forms, and this is a document that is clearly not equal. It was stamped as approved for the 2016 election cycle, so someone reviewed it. And for our understanding, there's supposed to be a process around internal compliance, where these should be reviewed more than once before they're posted, because they aren't just state documents. They're federal documents. They impact how a voter interacts with a federal election race. And to have your spokesperson, Craig McCullough is just a spokesperson, declare that, you know, hey, it's all me. If Kris Kobach is that absent that he's paying so little attention to the voting rights of Kansans, then that's a terrible problem. That's supposed to be his number one job.
Well, let's be clear about what you think the impact of this was, because this is about what people had to do before an election. And you've had some. You had local elections and caucuses. So how might the misinformation in the Spanish language guide have impacted voters? Do you think it might have discouraged voters?
I think for people who saw that passport was not listed, it may have confused them as to what they needed to register to vote, and they wouldn't turn out to vote. That's the immediate impact towards the small number of local elections that we had in the spring. And then long term, if they would have believed that they had 6 extra days to register in the fall, it would have completely disenfranchised them from being able to participate at all.
So there already are ongoing lawsuits against some of Secretary Kobach's policies. We mentioned the voter ID law and the proof of citizenship requirements. He shepherded much of that into law. Are you considering another lawsuit?
We have been talking to various groups about their interest in suing under the Voting Rights Act for unfair disbursement of materials, that people were provided false information from the state government. And that's a very serious charge. But, considering we have printed and web copies of the documents, it's very hard to deny.
Chris Reeves, Kansas Democratic consultant, the first to publish news of discrepancies between the English and Spanish voter guides in Kansas. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.